This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. WIP isolates 420 LANL drums. EPA recertification public meetings, June 16th in Carlsbad and June 17th in Albuquerque. In a joint press release, the Department of Energy, DOE, and the New Mexico Environment Department announced that DOE had closed the rooms containing 420 nitrate salt-bearing waste containers shipped from Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, to the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant, WIP. The drums are located in disposal rooms 6 and 7. On February 14, 2014, one or more LANL drums exploded in the WIP underground, releasing plutonium and americium into the environment and contaminating 22 workers on the surface. Brattice cloth used to restrict airflow and a chain-link fence were installed near the waste containers. 10 feet of mined salt was then used as a backfill, and a steel bulkhead was installed. Finally, continuous air monitors were installed in the bulkheads. Don Hancock of Southwest Research and Information Center said the installation was an initial closure, not a permanent closure, and would not provide full protection from a radiation release. He explained, quote, "The bulkhead and brattice cloth should reduce what would come out, but it is not designed as a total or more permanent barrier if there is a roof fall or breach," close quote. Ryan Flynn, Environment Department Secretary, told state legislators this week that a more robust permanent closure would require a modification to the hazardous waste permit. The modification process includes public comments and an opportunity for a public hearing. DOE has stated that WIP will be ready to accept waste again next summer. Flynn told legislators that the end of 2016, quote, is a little more realistic, close quote. In related news, the Environment Protection Agency, EPA, will be holding two public meetings in Carlsbad and Albuquerque regarding the DOE's recertification application to demonstrate that WIP won't leak for 10,000 years. The application does not mention the February 14, 2014 radiation leak that was never supposed to happen. The inadequacies of the application, whether EPA has to approve the potential reopening of WIP, and concerns about high-level waste coming to WIP will be among the issues discussed. Many people will be asking EPA to do its job protecting New Mexicans now and for generations into the future. On Tuesday, June 16th, the Carlsbad meeting is at the Carlsbad Field Office from 1:30 to 4:30 p.m. On Wednesday, June 17th, the two Albuquerque sessions are at the Albuquerque Embassy Suites Hotel at 1000 Woodward Place Northeast. From 2:30 to 6 p.m., the roundtable dialogue will allow detailed technical discussion among the public, EPA, and WIP officials. The evening session from 7 to 9 p.m. will include time for public statements. The public can comment during the meetings. This has been the CCNS News Update. To learn more, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.